everyone. This is Assorted Immigrant Stories Podcast. My name is Zenith Mwangahamambamalao, and I am your host. And for those of you that are stopping by for the very first time, this is a podcast about immigrant journeys. The real cost of coming to the United States of America and the things I wish I and others knew. We have conversations with other immigrants from diverse backgrounds and countries as they share their own immigration stories. We explore struggles, triumphs, and cultural adjustments. We discuss identity, belonging, and community. I also highlight successes and contributions to both American society and back home, and that's wherever home might be. We also review some books that touch on the immigrant story. So don't forget to rate, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Today's episode is just an introduction. I'm a registered nurse by profession. And so it means I see a lot of people, a lot of different people from different countries, and a lot of Americans, of course. And I get asked this question so much. Where are you from? I know what they're asking. And sometimes I will joke, I will say, I'm from Baltimore. And they say, no, your accent, where are you from? Often I will ask them, do you want to try and guess? Just 2 days ago, I was taking care of a patient from Haiti, and she asked me exactly that same question. And she thought I was from Trinidad. Many people say Jamaica. And often I will say no. And when I say Africa, the bulk of the people say Nigeria. But if they're Africans, they might say Kenya, East Africa. So then I start giving out clues. I will say it starts with a Z. Obviously, Africans would get to that answer pretty quickly. But for the rest of the people, 99% always say Zimbabwe. And I will say, try again. And they might say Zanzibar. In the whole 21 years that I've been in this country, 22 actually, I've had one person guess Zambia right. And he was in the military. He'd traveled quite a bit. And as soon as I say Z, he went Zambia. Otherwise, I've never had anybody. I've never spoken to anybody who asked me that question and guessed that I was from Zambia. And with that, I am from Zambia. So when I first came to this country, I used to get shocked and even a bit offended that people didn't know where Zambia was on the map. And that there was even a country called Zambia. I don't take offense to that anymore, you know, because I myself realize I don't know all the countries. And I'm reminded of this every time I watch the Olympics. And I would proudly say, well, I'm still proud. I am from Zambia, and we were once the second largest producer of copper. Chile was number one. And people would just give me like a puzzled look. Anyway, things have changed. Things are changing. People have more information today with all these social media platforms and even movie platforms such as Netflix, Amazon Prime. You can watch shows and movies from every corner of the globe and you get to see other parts of the world. I used to watch a show called The Amazing Race. I think it still runs. And I would enjoy seeing other countries that way. And obviously, I always got excited on their leg when they went to Africa, because I'm always like, okay, people would get to see how we actually live. Because when I first came here, I realized that people had a different perception of the continent that I'm from and the lives we live and how we speak and what we eat. And with that said, I am from Zambia, and it's located in the central southern part of Africa. And details of that will come in another episode. Now, I will say that I was much more courageous when I was younger, and I didn't even know it. The idea of coming to America as a student seemed like a thrilling adventure. I was determined to leave my home country and pursue my academic dreams in a new country. I envisioned what that would look like. But my perceptions and my reality would prove to be different, and the gap was the lack of knowledge. After facing many challenges and making some realizations, I started asking other international students questions, especially those that came before me. In the quest for answers, I would hear so many interesting immigration stories, journeys. And as the years went by, a good number of people started reaching out to me as they were either thinking about coming to the US or had just come in and they were trying to figure out how to go about adjusting and settling in. In 2014, I read a novel titled Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. The book tells the story. Of a young Nigerian woman who migrates to the United States to attend university. It explores her experiences with love, identity, and race in both Nigeria and the United States. Even though it is a love story, I was pleasantly surprised to read the experiences of an international student in a book. I felt like I was reading about myself. This book is what inspired this podcast. I met the author, by the way, and she signed the book. Shout out. I digress. Before coming to the US, you must do your research. Look up the city where you're going. Even look up the weather if it's important to you. I didn't know. I came to Michigan and it was cold. I was depressed. The price of accommodations, job opportunities, find out how diverse the place is, and you must understand your visa limitations. That's the one thing I didn't know, my visa limitations. I understood that detail after I was already here on the ground, and that made things very difficult for me. That's why I encourage people to apply for the DV lottery, especially now that we're in the season, because things are so difficult when you come on some of these other visas and you don't even understand really what it means to be on a particular visa. There are a few essential things you must do after you arrive. As soon as you arrive in the USA, make copies of your I-94A, that's your arrival departure record. Store them safely. Make a copy. You will need it when you go back to immigration one day. You can open a bank account. You don't need to wait for like a social security number. Do apply for a social security number. I went to a school where there was assistance in doing that, but I also transferred to a school where there was no assistance of doing that. So you really need to figure those things out, because you will need a social security number if you're going to work down the line. Explore like public transportation in a particular city, because your mobility will be very important. If you're going to school, you're working full time, you obviously have to use public transportation when you first get here. I did for a number of years. It makes things harder because you spend a lot of time on the road. So it's just good to know how the transport system works wherever you might go. Communities. Find out what other people are doing. Very important. Because sometimes if you're just in one space, people are doing one thing and everybody will be doing that thing. And you go in another space, people are doing a different thing. So it's very important to connect with your community, but also connect with other communities. Join student clubs. Don't miss out on those. That's the best time to network. You will need those connections later in the future. In college, it's the best time to network. Or even if, let's say, you're coming on a different visa, go for get-togethers, Africa Think Tank, for example. There are all kinds of organizations that you should take part in just to connect with other people so that you can network. Get health insurance. Don't skip on that. I skipped on that for many years. that's not a good place to be in. So make sure that you get your health insurance. Register yourself at the embassy. Attend all orientations. Don't miss out. There's always good information at orientations. Remember to prioritize your safety and well-being. Making so many decisions can also have an impact on your mental health, and it is important to know who to talk to. Most schools have counselors, and there's always like a local helpline for such challenges. I didn't know this. This could have really helped me, especially in those first 2 years. And while we're preparing ourselves and all these things are happening, life also continues to happen to us. I'm hoping that the lived experiences of others and myself will be able to help someone out there. On the next episode, we'll talk about the diversity visa lottery. We are officially in the DV lottery season, so please apply. Take your time, get all your information and pictures together, try and avoid making mistakes. It is just so much better to come here as a permanent resident. All right, so until the next time, it's goodbye and take care.